Suck it. I woke up early this morning. You were fast asleep beside me. I got up carefully, put on my robe, and quietly closed the bedroom door as I headed for the kitchen. I made coffee and sit in my favorite chair. Think about how we made love together last night, how it started off so gentle, and then over 2 hours of building lust, we were tearing at each other, crazy with it, fucking so deep and hard. I was kneeling behind you and you said, when you said it, and I didn't think I heard you right. I asked you what you said again, and this time you said it even louder. Spank me. Slap my ass. I couldn't believe it. I tried, and it was weak, but you moaned, and you said, do it again, harder this time. I slapped you again, but harder, and you moaned again and said, again, do it. I slapped you even harder, and you cried out, and I could feel you coming all over my cock. I could even feel some small squirts from your pussy on my thighs. Your cum was incredibly intense, and so was mine. This morning, sitting in my chair thinking of how we collapsed together after and fell asleep with my arms around you, my cock still inside you, I find my cock getting hard for you again. Sitting in the chair with the morning light coming in our living room, I open my robe to touch the hardness swelling there. I stroke it, thinking about the things we do to each other. At first, when you wanted me to slap you, I couldn't think of hurting you, and so that first slap was very weak. As I felt how it aroused you, I started to get really turned on, and when I really gave you a hard slap, and you had such a shattering cum, I felt real power over you, and it felt good. Sit there, stroking my cock, and it gets harder with each thought of this. My cock is so hard thinking about the feeling of my hand slapping your hot, tight ass that I get up from my chair and go to the bedroom, stroking my cock with each step. Okay. I stand beside the bed looking down at you, laying on your side, still asleep. I stroke my cock, wanting to stick it in you somewhere. I get up on the bed, kneeling beside you, stroking my cock. It's starting to drip, it's so hard. I move closer to you and touch my cock head to your cheek. I can see a wet spot where I touched, but you don't wake. I lean forward more to touch it to your lips. You still sleep. I guide the shaft of my cock with my hand and spread the wetness over the outline of your lips, and you stir and open your eyes. You see me and my cock so close to your face, and you pull your head back. You lick your lips and say, what are you doing, baby? I look at you and say, I need you to suck this, baby. And you say, hey, I just woke up. You frown and say, leave me alone right now. And you turn on your side with your back to me. I put my hand on your hip and pull you over on your back again. I slip my hand under the covers and caress your tummy, and my hand slides down between your thighs, and I cup your bare pussy in the palm of my hand and rub it. You reach down and pull my hand away from your pussy. You look at me and say, stop that. I'm not in the mood right now. You roll over on your side and with your back turned to me again. I caress you and say, oh, come on, baby, I need you right now. I may have to take what I need. I grasp the edge of the covers and pull them down over your shoulder. You grab them and pull them back up. I pull them down again and caress your back, then caress your ass. I feel your body tremble, but you yank the covers back up again. I lift the covers again and cuddle up behind you. My cock is throbbing against your thighs. I hunch my body and slide my cock up and down behind you. The head sliding between your thighs. You pull away from me and slide over more and say, stop it, I want to sleep. quickly I get on my knees beside you and yank the sheet down off your body and slap your ass hard as I say, "Baby, I need it now." Your reaction is quick and you find yourself pressed against the wall beside your bed. You lift yourself up on your elbow, turning to me and say, "What the fuck?" You're angry at being woken like this, and the slap stings your ass. As you feel the warmth of the slap on your skin, suddenly you remember last night. The incredible feelings of what we did rushes over you. You remember the shuddering orgasm you had as we went somewhere we've never been before. You think of your cries and my bellows as we came together, like we never have before. You are awake now and even aroused, but you decide to play the game. You still facing the wall to hide your smile, you say in a stern voice, "You better not slap my ass like that again." I immediately slap your ass again and you bite your lip to keep the low moan inside you. I take your shoulder in my firm grasp and pull you over on your back. I straddle your hips and take a hold of your wrists and force them down beside your head. I look down at you and smile and chuckle. I dip my head and kiss your lips. You squirm and toss your head from side to side, avoiding my lips, so I cover your face with kisses. Squirming and bucking your body on the bed, you try to get out from under me and you scowl and say, "Stop it, let me go. You will be sorry if you spank me like that again." I move and turn you over and slide my hand under your thigh. I pull your knee up and twisting you at the waist so you are laying on your hip, and I reach out and slap your ass again. You struggle like a little wildcat, and I hold you down on your back. I force my knee between your thighs, and I try to kiss your lips again, and you evade me. I press my knee into your pussy, and you tremble at the same moment I feel wetness from your cunt on my thigh between your legs. I slide up your body and straddle your chest. I grab my cock by the shaft and rub the head on your lips, and I say, "If you won't put it, fuck, if you won't put your lips on mine, then I'll put your lips on my cock, baby, suck it." You say loudly, "No, I won't," still touching my dripping cockhead to your lips and cheeks as you toss your head. With your mouth closed tight, I twist my body and slide my hand between your thighs, cup your wet pussy in my palm. I rub your pussy and it can feel the wetness on your lips. I bend my middle finger and stroke your lips with the tip. I slide my finger inside you and start pumping my finger in and out of you. Your pussy is so wet and hot that I know now you are going out of control. You still won't open your mouth and you won't suck my cock. I pull my cock away from your face and slide down your body as I again hold your wrists and hands beside your head, pinning you there. You try to keep your legs closed. Fuck, I lost my place. Shit. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, fuck. You try to keep your legs closed as you still struggle, but I force them apart with my knees. With you spread open and me kneeling between your legs, I dip my hips down and rub my dripping cock on your dripping cunt. This time you can't stop it and you moan. I feel your body trembling as the fight drains out of you and is replaced with desire. I push the throbbing head of my cock between your pussy lips. You feel it spread you open as I enter you and slowly sink inside you. I feel your arms go limp as I hold your wrist and and I let them go. You reach up and wrap them around my neck and pull me closer to you. I start to move inside you as you spread yourself wide open for me, and then you wrap your legs around my waist. We move together and faster. Our hearts are pounding. We are both gasping. Faster and faster we move, and then we both cry out, coming together and our bodies melting together. Your orgasm seems to last forever, but they never really do. We both are slippery with perspiration and heat. I slide from on top of you and then cuddle next to you, my arm under your neck and my other hand caressing your face and hair as I kiss your cheeks, your nose, your lips. Our hearts slow and our breathing starts to come back to normal. I kiss your lips again and say, "Now will you suck my cock, baby? I'll lick your sweet wet pussy while you do it."